Say goodbye, world. Let Hellbop take you away. Last night I packed a travel sack and said goodbye on videotape. Before the ship could come for me, some witch doctor had to take my nuts away. I done a gown, brand new shoes from Nike Town. Well, you won't know if you stay behind. Why don't you come with me, Cyber Geek, on a magic comet ride? Well, follow Doe and you will see. Why don't you go to sleep with me? This plastic bag will set you free. Say goodbye, world. Log your last hurl. Let the ship take you away.
Okay, that has to be a new category for the last week. Lost Twisted Tunes. Twisted tunes that were done about news events. And because the news events faded from memory, the Twisted Tune was never played again, right? And the Hellbop Comet. I was watching you. Spike was laughing because he was remembering what all those jokes were about. I don't remember what half of them were about. But wasn't this the whole about mass suicide?
Yes, it was.
And we made fun of it.
Greatest song ever about a mass suicide.
Yes, it was. Who could make a joke about a mass suicide?
No, I don't know, man. Remember the song, Jonestown, everyone's dying there, Jonestown.
No, we didn't do that.
Yeah, we tried.
But what was the other one? We did one other one. It was the one...
when you are broken, your religion's a joke. There's just one place to be, Jonestown. Yeah, I tried.
He was actually trying to sell that one. There was another one. In Texas. What was the one? Wacko.
Oh, Texas Wacko. Yeah. Or no, that was about Ross Perot. That wasn't about David Koresh.
No, we did a thing about that fire, but I don't even want to bring that back. This was cute. And why it was cute is because the whole point was they were all supposedly going to hop on the Hellbop Comet.
Yes.
Yeah, this was the Heaven's Gate cult, 1997.
And they all went to sleep together, and were they wearing Nikes for some reason? Nike, by the way, this is product placement disaster.
And they all had to be castrated, too,
yes,
right?
So you were going to get
castrated, put on some Nikes,
purple shroud.
And when the comet came, everything was, you were going to be the only people that were going to be like,
you were
going right
to be saved.
Yep.
Boy.
Wow, the power of the cult is strong.
Oh,
I mean, I could get down with the purple clothes and the Nikes, but can you even believe that everyone's like, yep, the rest of it sounds like a good idea. I'm with you.
You know,
that's what we were making fun of. Yeah. It was a very tragic event, but what can you do?
I think the internet maybe has helped the world in some ways, because I don't think people are that fooled.
People are going to Google that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on.
You don't get that kind of, you know, stuff.
Come on,
anymore.
Come with me. It'll work. I've just checked. It doesn't work.
Snopes.com says no.
I get to keep my nards. Yeah. No way.
Yeah, that was crazy. Marcel Applewhite, Heaven's Gate Cult.
If you've got a Lost Twisted Tune suggestion, send it in, 52309. Lost Twisted Tunes. Twisted Tunes that have not been played in sometimes 15 years because they were about current events. Magic Comet Ride. You know what else was the fun about that? I realized why I like playing in a band now. The big thrill for me as a producer was making this sound exactly like the original. You know, getting that Hammond organ sound just right.
That's a badass track, man.
Oh, it's an amazing track.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the reason Spike and the Impalers came to exist was because, like, why are we just making goofy songs? Why don't we just go out and fun and, you know, have fun and play? I got a text from Summer Mason, by the way. If you were listening an hour ago when we were talking to Cy Kernan of The Fix, as to why stage towels for performers are black. And he said, it looks like you're waving a white flag up there because everything on stage is black. But she also said the white towels will get lint on your black clothing, which is what most people wear.
That's perfect. She's a smart girl, man. Oh, God, she's amazing.
Yeah. So I didn't know that. And I've been just sitting there quietly going, I have no idea.
Hey, I know you guys are, we're doing the Taste of Edmonds.
She also has a copy of Goonies that I can borrow.
Good.
I got to watch Goonies.
You got to come watch Goonies with us, dude.
A Taste of Edmonds. All right, yeah, let's do this because we haven't, how have we been forgetting to plug ourselves?
We're doing the Taste of Edmonds, and it's the first Impaler show after we bid this little 4-hour extravaganza goodbye.
So August 9th.
Right. And Heart by Heart's also playing the same night. Is Summer and Steve going to join the Impalers?
Yes, they're going to come and do one song with the Impalers because we have a full Heart by Heart set.
We usually get Summer up there because we ask her to blow out.
Well, and I'm working on getting Casey back, but...
That bitch!
Is that what you think I want?
Yes.
That's what I want.
I want some cat fighting.
I'm here for you.
No, you and Casey got along great, and you guys are your buds.
Yes.
Casey, boy, who knew she'd grow up and be so smart and mature and so fun?
Yeah,
you did. That's who knew.
I kind of
hoped. Don't sell yourself short.
August 9th at the Taste of Edmonds. It could be crazy traffic-wise, so get there early. In the beer garden, what time are Spike and the Impalers on?
I believe it's 4 p.m.
Let me see
this.
I think
4 to 6 was the slot, yeah.
Taste of Edmonds. Oh, I don't have times here, so I'm going to have to trust you. 4 o'clock, Spike and the Impalers in the beer garden.
Right.
In the past, we have overflowed the beer garden to capacity. So please try to get there as early as you can. 4 o'clock, we start playing.
Yep, 4 o'clock to 5:30.
At 5:30, I run over to the other stage, and Heart by Heart is on at 6:30. 6:30 to 8.
Just in time.
Plenty of time.
Do a little tasting in between.
Yep.
Well, it's funny. My keyboard tech that night is Josh, our Yale University intern, because I won't have time. It takes a half hour to pack up my rig, and it takes 45 minutes to set it up.
When's he go back to school? Because you're going to miss him. That kid's good.
He's a cool kid. And, you know, he's in New Haven, which was my hometown. How ironic. So when I go back to visit family, I really want to meet Josh and have a pizza at Modern Pizza and a lunch at Louis' Lunch.
You're going to fit right in.
Yeah.
With the Yaleys.
Everyone's be like, who's this guy? He's my friend.
Oh, is this your grandpa?
My weird friend.
That's so cute. Your grandpa came.
All right. So Taste of Edmonds next week. Spike and the Impalers, 4 o'clock in the beer garden, Heart by Heart at 6:30. That's a farewell, the first of our farewell listener appreciation parties. There are more. For our friends on the east side, Snoqualmie Railroad Days is August
16th.
And that, Heart by Heart will play first, opening for the Impalers. And I'm not sure of the times. Do you know?
Yep. Heart by Heart goes on at 6, Impalers go on at 8.
So that's August 16th. So August 9th and August 16th. And, you know, you all say you care, but I got to be honest, I have this fear.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know how insecure.
But
you know I'm not faking
there.
It.
We're all there.
I have this fear that, like, August 11th, you know, there'll be, like, you know.
You and the Coyotes?
4 people.
Yeah.
Life goes on. I mean,
know.
You know.
So I hope for a Taste of Edmonds and Snoqualmie Railroad Days, that you all come out, and if you really did enjoy the program, that you let everybody on the show know. And Jody, I'd like you to come to one or two of those. I'm not sure which you're available
for. I'm coming to Edmonds.
You're coming to Edmonds?
Yeah.
Beer garden. Don't need to come out to North Bend.
If I had a beer garden, I'd get her.
Beer garden! And the folks...
Maybe Casey will come out.
That bitch!
Snoqualmie Railroad Days, we were talking about steam whistles, and they said, yes, assuredly, if you want to hear an authentic steam whistle, come to Railroad Days.
Yep.
Because they got they got steam trains out there.
Okay.
Oh, and Heart by Heart actually starts at 5:30 on the 16th at Railroad
5:30 on the 16th, and then what time do the Impalers start?
8:15. So 8:15. Heart by Heart plays 5:30 to 7:30. Impalers are 8:15 to 10.
And I know some of you haven't seen Heart by Heart yet. Check it out. It's pretty incredible. It's Steve Fawcett and Mike DeRozier, who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we try to do great respect to the work of the Heart Sisters and play it really authentically, the way the records were. And so it's
you guys got
it coming along,
man. Yeah, you do. Hey, does Randy Hansen get to do his...
We are now introducing, because prior to Hart being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Seattle was represented primarily, of course, by one man.
Jimi Hendrix. Mm-hmm. Well, if he didn't get in the first year of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's got to be a crime. I know he was one of the very first people inducted.
And so we've talked about it for a year, and in the last couple of shows, we've stopped at one point the Hart music to pay tribute to Jimi Hendrix, our brother in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Randy Hansen does his thing. In fact, he's teaching me a Hendrix song, Crosstown Traffic. And by the way, what's really cool is after the show, people come up to Randy Hansen with wax paper and they take etchings of him.
His teeth.
That is cool. That's not weird at all.
It's not weird at all. You know, because they do that.
You're evil.
Oh, it's beautiful. You go home and you have, it's like the Shroud of Turin, only it's Randy Hansen.
Man, if you haven't seen him do that, first off, welcome back to the planet. Mm. Randy's an amazing performer. He's a guitar god.
Next week, during the week, one day Heart by Heart will be in, and one day the Impalers will be in, and we'll be playing songs by both on the show. I think that's going to be Wednesday and Thursday.
Sweet.
And Friday is going to be mayhem. I have no idea what's going to happen Friday. It could be crazy. I believe we're setting something up where we're going to cram as many listeners as possible into the Carter Subaru Live Theater. So, and I know Jody and Luciana would enjoy it if you begin harassing them right now to try and get in.
No, I'm trying to keep up with all the emails, and I'm not, like, I kind of gave up 2 days ago, I'll be honest, and I was just like, F it! But now I'm back, and I'm slowly trying.
That's the kind of customer service we're known for.
Oh, yeah. I'm being honest. Because there's so many emails, I was overwhelmed.
No. I was writing back to a few people, then I felt guilty about the ones I wasn't, but I figured after the show, I'll sit down and I'll write back to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So
plus,
be good.
Luciana told me, F it.
All right. She's like, last show I want to mention, Heart by Heart plays at Hempfest. And the easiest way to remember what time we play is apparently there's a time when lots of important ceremonies take place at Hempfest. I believe it's 20 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock.
4:20.
And we'll be on right after those ceremonies. So right after 4:20 at Hempfest. Brian Callen, one of our all-time favorite comedian guests. He's funny. He's an awesome storyteller. Heck of a nice guy. You should see him on stage if you haven't. Physical, incredible. You know him from The Hangover, one of the two movies that we can watch over and over 100 times. You know him from Mad TV, Comedy Central, HBO, Showtime, and all the big late-night talk shows. This weekend, Brian headlines at the new Parlor Live Comedy Club in Seattle. A chance to see him in Seattle. All right. For tickets to catch a show tonight or tomorrow, go to parlorlive.com at bobrivers.com. Brian Callen, good to see you.
Good to see you, my friend. Congratulations. I hear you're riding off into the sunset here.
Well, I'm stepping away, but everybody says I'm retiring, so yeah. I'm going with it.
I like it. Well, no, I saw there's a beehive. There's a bee.
There's a bee kit out
there's
there.
There's a bee kit out there. Who's raising bees?
I do.
You raise bees?
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive.
You haven't seen my bees.
I would know.
They're very sickly.
Are they?
No, well, I'm not a very good beekeeper because you got to be like a helicopter parent. You got to protect them from the mites, and you have to do. And I do a sort of a half-ass job. But,
you do,
but I get honey. Would you like some of my honey?
I would love some of your honey.
I have
love
some in the
raw
car
honey.
For you.
Fantastic.
So it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, my friend.
You are inspirational. I must tell people, Brian is not just a great guest. He's one of our favorite guests, but also one of my favorite people to actually go see.
Oh, that's so nice.
Every
that's,
time you're in town.
That's so flattering. Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate
you
that.
You command the stage. You must be like in a trance when you're up there.
I think so. I think what happens is, you know, I've been doing it so long now, and I think the idea is to continue to try to be, just tap into what's authentic. Like somebody said, well, how do you write stand-up? And I say, well, I think if you try to be funny, you're going to get yourself in trouble. I like asking questions. What am I ashamed of? What am I afraid of? Mm-hmm. Who would I rather be? Those are the questions.
Is this how you begin your writing process?
Always. Wow. Always. You tap into those questions, those real and honest questions. Mm. What was the influence of my father? That's a huge part of it. I wanted to be a real man. I thought a real man was what my father was, a prototype, a giant Marine. you know, just a giant. My joke is he was so hairy he could walk up to a beehive, in fact, and he'd just have to cover his nose and just raid it. He would be
like a bear.
Literally, I'll just cover my nose. An animal. You know, I think that I grew up with this idea, Marine, and this guy who was, and this prototype, and that's kind of where the fodder comes from. That's kind of where the whole, I remember as a kid, I remember him reading, this is a true story, I was reading in a newspaper, and I'm not even a kid, I was probably 18, and he looks up, and he goes, you got to understand, he's a huge man, and he looks up, and he goes, look at this, a grown man in Colorado was attacked and killed by a mountain lion. And we were like, I was looking around, I was like, are you saying that a mountain lion couldn't kill you? And he goes, that's a stupid question.
Marine, yeah.
And I go, right, and I'm serious. I went, why is that a stupid question? He goes, because first of all, it's not a real lion.
It's a mountain.
And second of all, a mountain lion would never dare to attack me. And this is in front of my whole family. And I'm a smartass, so I go, how do you know that? And he goes, I don't know that. It knows that. No irony.
Right. So to him is like a mountain lion, like just kind of like an overgrown pussycat.
He considers it a step above a coyote. And I had to argue with him. I really had a huge argument. He was younger.
Cool about that, being here in the Northwest, by the way, some of my neighbors have game cameras. They will take pictures, and there's 250-pound mountain lions.
Yeah, it's no joke.
It's not the little cool little forest fire cats you have in
No, they're going to kill you.
I don't care if you're
a Marine or a UFC fire. You're going to die.
The reason he doesn't have to prove it, though, is because they're like, why would I bother
with
a human?
You never see him. That's exactly right. You never see him. They just disappear. Well, I think he was kind of saying that he's such an alpha that a mountain lion would choose the other dude. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's a bunch of soft, chewy, pudgy white people running around. Yeah. And then there's this bear of a man.
Joe's got gravy stains on his shirt. Joe's getting the mountain lion attack.
The mountain lion figures deer meat tastes a lot better than human. I mean, they'd have to be desperate.
That's exactly right.
I
think deer meat's a lot better than human too. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of a role model are you for your son?
Well, that's another thing that I'm writing and talking about on stage now. The idea of how do you raise a man in 2014, where our DNA.
You don't do it like.
I don't think that's it. You've got to find what your child, what is his natural proclivity, right? Mm-hmm. So the traditional masculinity is outdated. I mean, testosterone is a useless substance. We're producing it, but we're not keeping up with technology. You don't have to hunt and fight to stay alive anymore. But we're still creating and producing all this caveman energy. So you better learn job is to be able to steer him in the right direction. Because if he doesn't know what to do with his caveman energy, he's going to do crazy stuff like put a fin on the back of his Honda Accord, right?
Those people out there.
That guy doesn't know what to do. He's like, I'm going to put a fin and a racing muffler, and I'm going to put feathers all over my car.
It's
and make
very
it bigger.
Sexy. It's, the
it's
right
very
thing
hot.
So,
yeah.
So would truck nuts fall into that category too?
That's actually, I like that's not really because that's just a good sense of humor. I like truck nuts.
What is your son good at?
Well, he's good at he's musical. And I know you guys are musicians. So I got to, and again, as his father, look, he's musical. I'm going to push him toward an instrument that gets him laid. The drums, the guitar, the piano. Not the flute, because that makes you want to tiptoe, not have sex, right? I'm sure you need it. Or the tuba. I was thinking about that.
Uh-huh.
Great instrument, I guess, but nobody wants you in their band. It's not my...
I went
to see the Bob Rivers band. I could have used more tuba.
I'll tell you one thing, though. A good tuba player can write their own ticket. I got a friend on scholarship at University of Nevada because he's a tuba player.
And
excuse me,
the Ohio State University has the best damn band in the land, and the star of the show is always the tuba player.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right, man? I stand corrected because I thought I was going to have to go to a football game to have my son be like, they got two notes and they're right behind the dude who's doing that tambourine thing. Clang, clang.
If he can't run the football, have him play the tuba because that's a full ride scholarship.
But he's not
right
getting
there.
The gallop into his room like, I'll play a solo on my tuba. That doesn't make her obvious.
No, he's going to work with the lady.
Looks at her and does this. That's what gets her up.
How old is he now? What's his first name? Three? Three.
Don't give him two, but yet.
You're planning him getting laid at three.
I'm a bad guy. I'm looking ahead, man. I'm looking ahead. It's like my daughter is, you know, I can already tell she's going to be beautiful.
Are you,
the wolves on the hills.
Have you ever contemplated adoption? Because I could use a man like you in my life to steer me toward masculinity.
You're adorable. Thank you. Bed. By the way, I'm impressed with Skinny over here.
Yeah, they're both losing weight. Look at Joe. Yes.
Impressive, guys. Yeah. I haven't taken you in usually. I don't check you out the way I check Spike. I really hump with my eyes, if you know what I mean.
The last time you were here, Brian, I remember a pretty in-depth discussion out there that you were talking about your diet and stuff, and you're pretty particular. And I was pushing 300 pounds when I heard that.
He's almost 100 pounds less than last time. He's like 60, 50, whatever. 50 pounds less.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah. And you and I have discussed this because you're very physical. Are you like paleo diet? What do you do?
I'm not. Yeah. I don't like getting crazy about that stuff. I think it's important to, you know, you've got to, if you start doing that stuff, I find that people who get into the paleo stuff, they tend to be a bit religious about their conversion, right? And it's usually because they were heavy or something happened. And
this has helped them.
Yeah. So and it's great. And I think it's probably good for you. But I think that it's a little something called moderation. Don't go crazy.
Yep.
Don't go crazy, but if you
in
could,
America,
I will. Well, that's the problem. But I've spoken to a lot of scientists. I mean, people who do primary research on with oncologists and people like that on my podcast. And one of the things that the consensus I always come to, no matter who they are, and these are people who really study this stuff. I mean, really do primary research, really take a look at what happens to your body with inflammation and what processed meats or what. And all of them agree on a couple things. One is get a lot of sleep, drink water, and then eat whole, nutritious foods. Try to stay away from sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's basically it.
That's basically it, man. And especially things that break down to sugar quickly. That's it.
Which
don't
is
go
basically
nuts.
Processed foods all break down to sugar.
Yeah, if you have a muffin in the morning, there are other, or cereal, there's other things you can do.
And anything that comes in a box, we'll put you in a box.
Yeah. That's probably it. A good way to look at it.
Well, neat. Yeah. And I want to ask you about your podcast because you, Mark Maron, has made an amazing industry with his podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do one.
Are you?
Well, I have to do something.
Yeah.
I can't just completely disappear. And we do certain things that really lend themselves to that. Mm. How hard is it to do, and how often do you do it?
Well, I do my podcast twice a week. I have another podcast called The Fighter and the Kid with Brendan Schaub, who's a UFC fighter, and I love mixed martial arts. So he's an active, current, top-ranked heavyweight, and he's incredibly funny. And so we have this podcast that's actually number two. I think it might even be number one. It's the number one watched podcast. We video it. We're with Fox One. And it's number one and two consistently on iTunes in the sports and rec division. It's been there for 2 months now.
Damn.
It's pretty exciting. But my podcast, and so we talk about fighting, and it's all funny stuff. And my podcast, what I like about mine, and I'm speaking to your point, is that I realized a long time ago that there are really smart people that write great books. What's a book? Usually a book is a guy asking an important question. He's saying, what's wrong with the world? And then if it's a good book, he's coming up with a solution, or at least solutions. And there are so many of these great professors and scientists and things. Nobody really reads the books. Nobody talks to them. But you'd be amazed at who I've gotten on my podcast. Mm. Pulitzer Prize-winning historians, scientists that are doing, you know, incredible research. Yes, I just reach out. I'm a comedian from Los Angeles. I was in The Hangover. I say stuff like that. My booker does. And it's amazing how they're like, Los Angeles? An actor/comedian? I know that guy. Or I don't, but they look me up. And I get anybody I want. Jared Diamond.
You find whatever's interesting to you, questions you'd like to know the answer to, and you bring exciting, intelligent people on.
I get to talk to, Russell Foster, who's the leading sleep scientist out of Oxford University.
What does he say about sleep? We should have it, right?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting conversation, man. Anybody who thinks they can do without sleep is wrong. Mm.
3 days, you're officially legally crazy.
Yeah,
3 days without sleep,
it's
and you are legally crazy.
Does he tell you what the ideal amount per night is, or is it different for everybody?
He says usually it's 7.5 to 8.5 hours, no matter who you are.
Wow.
Yes, there are people who could do less. Yes. But typically, if you really let yourself sleep, you need a lot of sleep.
What does he say about little chunks? Like I get a couple hours during the day, 4 at night kind of thing. Can you add it up to 7?
You can do that. You can actually go a long time. You can go months staying away for 4 hours and sleeping for 20 minutes. Staying away for 4 hours. You can do that. You can sleep in 20-minute chunks every 4 hours. It's got to be every 4 hours.
Wow.
But for the most part, what most people have is they have cycles. So you'll sleep 4 hours, wake up in the middle of the night, and then go back to sleep. That's very common, and that's not bad. But the main thing is light. Light, he's the first scientist to discover that blind people should never take their eyes out. Sometimes they do because of infection. And what you do is you want the cones. We have receptors that actually can regulate your circadian rhythms, because even though you can't see with those cones, they absorb light and they can regulate your body. So light is everything. Shift workers, people who stay awake all night and work, never ever get used to that. Never physiologically.
Never. Doesn't happen.
Never get it. They have higher rates of cancer. They don't. All kinds of problems. So.
And we don't care about them because they're not listening to us.
That's exactly
so
right.
That's
so basically, wow. Start with lower light when you go to bed for a half hour before that, and then try to get as much sleep as
See Brian this weekend at the Parler Live, and we will link to your podcast too. It sounds like fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
You're also doing a ton. I mean, you're pretty busy. You're on the Goldbergs on ABC, The Kingdom on DirecTV.
Yeah.
And are you also doing a movie now, or just finished one?
I just finished a movie called My Man is a Loser with John Stamos and Michael Rapaport. And if you ever have a chance and they say, come do a movie with John Stamos, it's fun to watch John Stamos walk around New York City. And he wears like linen. He's one of those guys who never really sweats. It's 1,000 degrees and he's wearing, I wear linen in about 30 minutes, it's yellow and wrinkled. And
right.
A Bedouin trader.
Are you kidding? Yeah, exactly. White. I can't wear anything. The guy will show up in a I literally started to try to dress like him, but then I realized he's got a lot of money.
Don't
like
bother. It's Stamos impossible. Is a terrible kisser. You don't want to be with him.
Is that right? I love it. I love it. Yeah, he's a neat guy. But to add insult to injury, as we're doing the movie, there was a piano, and he sat down and just started banging out.
You're kidding.
Just banging out this great song and singing and tapping his foot at the same time. And I remembered, I was like, well, you play with the Beach Boys. Oh, and by the way, you star in Broadway musicals. So I almost punched him in the face just on principle, just out of jealousy.
If you have a chance to see him, don't miss it. I swear to God, this is an amazing show. Brian Callen is at the Parler Live Seattle tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 and 10 p.m. I know there's a little traffic downtown. There's some boat race going on, but don't miss this show. And it's the brand new Parler Live in Seattle.
Yep.
Brian, all the best.
Thank you, sir. You right. too, man.
We'll see you again on a little podcast somewhere.
You got it. I'm coming to eat your honey.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A bit more cloud cover this morning across western Washington with a chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures will top out in the low to mid 80s. Morning clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies through Seafair Week, and with highs remaining in the 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Crystal Mountain Resort. Take a ride on the Mount Rainier gondola at Crystal Mountain Resort this summer for the best view of Mount Rainier and access to Washington's highest elevation restaurant. It will leave you speechless. Crystal Mountain Resort is open daily this summer until September 21st. Visit crystalmountainresort.com for details.
At Toyota of Puyallup, you just get more. That's right. More new cars, 500 new cars, trucks, SUVs, and hybrids to choose from with no additional dealer markup. They have free trade appraisals, whether you buy a vehicle from them or not. And if your current vehicle is something you might consider trading in, just drive on in. They'll give you a complimentary appraisal, no pressure, no obligation. In fact, there's never any pressure there. It's just great salespeople that are happy to spend time with you. And when you're ready to purchase, they do a fantastic job getting all of the work done quickly, efficiently, and getting you happily on your way. And then the service after the sale, that's what they're known for. That's why their customers keep coming back for decades. They've got 3,500 positive online reviews. And right now, 0% financing on 2014 Camrys. Get more information on their website, toyotaofpuyallup.com. Toyota of Puyallup on River Road in downtown Puyallup.
There's a place where cool, clean water runs through 60,000 miles of forested streams, where fish and wildlife flourish in healthy habitat, and where scientific forest practices produce the most responsible building material on Earth, climate-friendly Northwest Wood. The place is Washington's Working Forests, where the green economy of the 21st century is growing strong. Working forests work for all of us. Learn more at workingforestsareworking.org.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, one of the world's greatest rock and roll bands, with so many incredible songs. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, live and on stage, Friday, August 15th at the Gorge, with very special guest Steve Winwood. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone. Every ticket includes a copy of the new album, Hypnotic Eye.
If you like things made in the Northwest, you'll love Don Willis Furniture. You'll never find particle board, but you will find bookcases you can customize to fit your home. And Northwest made sofas on sale starting at $5.99. More at DonWillisFurniture.com.
This is a special notice to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now making it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. In some cases, this may even result in back taxes being reduced. An open phone line has been established by the National Tax Relief Hotline for consumers to call and see if you qualify. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number now. 800-832-9611. That's 800-832-9615. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your delinquent tax problems and in some cases save you money. For your free tax information and to see if you qualify, call the National Tax Relief Hotline at 800-832-9615. That's 800-832-9615. 800-832-9615.
If you've been experiencing ED or symptoms of low testosterone, you're not alone. The doctors at Universal Men's Clinic can help. Chaz is a retired U.S. Army Ranger.
Since being treated at the clinic, it made me a better father to my kids and a much better husband to my wife.
Frank Trigg is a mixed martial arts trainer.
Since being a client at the Universal Men's Clinic, I can now do the same workouts I did when I was 31, and that was at the peak of my fighting career.
Bart is a sales executive.
I started feeling immediate results the first week. My wife and I are very pleased with our lives after visiting Universal Men's Clinic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Arakaki of Universal Men's Clinic. Universal addresses the problems many men begin to experience by the age of 40. Our bodies begin to feel old, and we just can't do the things we used to. This can affect a lot of aspects of our lives, including our relationships.
For ED or low T treatment, call Universal Men's Clinic at 206-529-1111. That's 206-529-1111. 206-529-1111. Or click universalmensclinic.com. Located at Swedish Medical Northgate and Federal Way.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8181 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8181.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always taste real good.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with Geico, it can give you goosebumps. But why do we get goosebumps? How did the human brain decide that mimicking the skin of a freshly plucked bird was an appropriate response to excitement? Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching to Geico, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that gives me goosebumps.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This report is brought to you by Southwest Plumbing.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 405 through the S-curves into the Kennedale Hill. Still seeing some crowding. Same deal northbound I-5 from the Michigan curb to the Convention Center. I-90 eastbound still pretty slow from I-5 out to the water. And I-90, by the way, going to be closing from 1215 to 240 for Blue Angels practice. And the 520 floating bridge going to be closing at 10 o'clock to let a boat through.
Summer is here. Time to take action to avoid potential problems with your plumbing, sewer, and drain systems. For trusted, licensed plumbers and guaranteed work, Southwest Plumbing is the one to call.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR, powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
One of the amazing local musicians, that has told her story on our show and been on several times over the years, has a brand new record out. Here she is live in the studio on The Bob Rivers Show, Star Anna. Star Anna, live on The Bob Rivers Show. Boy, that settles it.
She's amazing.
We have to do the podcast. Yep. We have to keep this part of the show going.
Yep.
Who's with me for no money and hardly any recognition?
Did it before?
Do it again.
I got plans. I'm sorry. Dude, that's an amazing sound. You're right. You got to do this.
I got to keep doing this podcast. We have to be there for the local musicians.
Plus they build
imagine if we come up, it might even be bigger if it's not on the radio, because it might be cooler on the internet.
Sadly, no. But I used to say funny things like that, too.
She's been down this road before.
Jody, that bitch.
Yeah. What? Just because I've done it before.
You've done it. It's harder with a podcast. But look at Brian Callen. He's talking to weird scientists.
Yes. Yeah. You have to have no expectations, and then you won't be disappointed. It's hard.
Like dating. It's like dating.
I think Brian's right. You find a passion, which you have a passion for music. MMA. He likes the mixed martial arts. He does a podcast about that. The top-rated MMA podcast out there.
MMJ for you.
You find your little niche, or niche, or whatever you call it.
Oh, I like it when you say niche.
Is that the way you do it?
Yeah, the knights who say niche. you're right. It's a niche, though. It's not a big. It's not a big financial boon to do a podcast. It is what it is. Okay, well, we're working on that. Boss liked the idea, by the way. Keith loved the idea. So who knows?
So like the idea of you using the Carter Subaru Live Theater?
Yeah, everybody seems to like the idea.
I would too. Well, they built a hell of a room.
With iHeartRadio, with Clear Channel, I mean, you can get pretty niche or whatever you want to call it. You can do a lot of different things.
On a niche channel.
You could have your own channel. Yeah, you could have your own deal there.
Ooh, I have a channel. That's like, you know, it's so funny. The internet, you know what it takes to have your own channel?
$12.
At the most.
The new phone book's here.
I got a channel on the internet. Hey, you know what I got? You know, I remember this like 20 years ago. You know what I've got? I got an email address.
Yeah.
Wow, how did you have to pay for that?
They gave it to me. Mm.
Okay, couple of things. Something about AJ looking for a bed on Craigslist.
What?
Eric was telling me that they were shopping for beds for AJ. Is AJ ready for a big boy bed?
He's five. He's five. And by the way,
of course, the big boy bed came 3 years ago. But when I mean big boy, I mean like there's the little kid's bed. Mm-hmm. I remember we had Andrew on this little kid's bed, and then at some point he was 12 feet tall, and it didn't fit him anymore. So what are you doing for AJ?
Well, he never slept in a crib. When we brought him home from Korea more than 4 years ago, he'd never slept in a crib at that point, so we just couldn't get him into one, even though we had a crib waiting for him, but he wouldn't sleep in it. So we got him into a toddler bed as soon as we could, and that was...
Oh, right. Initially, he was with you
and
Monique.
Yeah, well, he slept on a crib mattress on the floor, and Monique slept on a twin mattress on the floor next to him because he had to have 3 points of contact on her at all times, otherwise he wouldn't sleep.
My God, you guys are amazing. Mm. I forget that you went through that,
bringing
him
into
your family.
When they brought in this child who had been passed around and didn't have any sense of permanence. And now, boy, look at him.
He's an amazing kid.
Yeah.
So what's the deal now?
Oh, well, we've had that toddler bed ever since he was 17 months old.
Okay. So it is time for a big boy.
Yeah, it's kind of, he loves his bed. It's got a good mattress in that toddler bed, but he's kind of crinkled up when he sleeps in it just because now he's a little too big. We've been looking for something.
Well, I don't know which radio show you listen to there.
I suggest you go to Sleep Country USA.
There's only one place to look for a bed.
What do you got on in that room?
We needed to find the right bed for his room. And then, of course, the mattress was the issue. We finally found a bed on Craigslist. And,
okay.
Yeah, it was a trundle bed. It pulls out so we can have a buddy sleep over if we want to do that.
That's cool.
But it needed a top mattress. So
I see. So you got a bottom thing. You just need a mattress.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, why buy a mattress
anywhere else?
Dang. Well, see how we did that?
Yep.
Jody just puked in her own mouth. Look at that. I'm sorry.
You know, not to do an ad for these guys, but it is a real no-brainer. I mean, I bought the last three there because find a better deal, go do it. But they make it so easy.
Yeah. In fact, that was the plan. I went and got a...
Jody!
We're on film, you know.
What? Go on, Eric.
Here's the thing. I got a van to take the trundle bed home that we got, but then stopped at Sleep Country on the way. And Monique said to me, make sure you get AJ a nice mattress. Mm. So I'm thinking, yeah, that's a good idea. So I go in, I meet Chet, the manager at Northgate, and tell him, hey, I need a twin mattress for my son, and let's make sure that it's something that's pretty decent that he can use for a long time.
And you're supposed to take him out, and he's supposed to jump up and down. He's supposed to think it's the trampoline store.
That's what we do at Darby, sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
you wear her out, she falls asleep, and where she falls asleep, that's the one we buy.
Sort of like where the reindeer poops,
yes,
remember?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I try out a number of beds. He wasn't with me because I was thinking efficiency, you know, and hunt, kill, it's a guy thing.
You know, Brian Callen's already trying to get his 3-year-old laid. I don't know what you're...
That's an excellent point.
Anyway, so I tried a number of mattresses, and there's one that seemed really nice. It was the...
When'd you get them?
It was a Beauty Sleep 700 Plush.
Mm-hmm.
Simmons, yeah. Yeah.
That's a... That's, I mean, most five-year-olds don't get anything like that.
Well, I was thinking about what I slept on when I was five, and I inherited my uncle's old bed.
Most five-year-olds inherit something that has to be defumigated and...
Wrapped in a cover because it's
stained. Wrapped in a cover because you don't want to see.
Yeah, and I slept on my uncle's bed and mattress until I was about 19.
Damn, dude.
And I didn't know any better.
Right. You had your uncle was a normal guy, right?
Yeah.
He was not a normal guy.
Yeah. Fiddle about. Go
on, Eric.
This is a very nice story.
Go on.
I'm thinking, I do not want my son to have to go through what I did.
No one should go through what you went through. I think there are laws in place.
Let's
that
just say his uncle liked to pollinate.
Roy.
Go on.
Which uncle are we giving a plug to?
My uncle. My uncle Randy.
Uncle Randy.
Roy. Uncle Randy.
The pipe's going out to the theater. You stay with me, Randy. All right.
Randy lives
here. I don't get running now.
Who doesn't have an Uncle Randy?
Right.
Jody, you had an Uncle Randy too.
Yes, didn't
you
used to drink Uncle Juice. I wasn't allowed
uncle
to touch
juice.
It.
Right. Pop an egg in there. All right. It's you like oysters, do you, boy?
All right, we're done. Okay.
And he lives here in Seattle.
Listening now.
Yeah, morning,
I'm sure he's
Randy.
A fine man.
7 in the morning.
If we get a collect phone call, we'll know it's from him.
Why don't you see if that's Uncle Randy on the phone?
Hello, Eric, me boy. Keep an old little secret, are you? Right.
Well, this is the most wonderful Sleep Country USA.
It really is.
Ever.
Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
But AJ got a mattress and he likes it?
Well, yeah.
Oh, now, please, we were done.
I just want to know. I want the end of the story here.
No, as it turns out.
Wait, he's sleeping on rocks.
He's
going to
sleep in the refrigerator, as it turns out.
No, the thing is, because my mattress was so bad, I didn't sleep very good as a kid and as a teen.
Yeah.
So I didn't want AJ to go through
that.
That
stunted your growth.
Yeah. You know what? I think it did.
It might have.
I was supposed to be 6 feet tall, and I didn't make it. But anyway, so I end up spending a lot more money on this mattress.
Keep going. I lost control of this show 15 years ago. It doesn't matter now.
Well put.
So I get home, and Monique asks me, what did you spend on this mattress? Because she picked it out of the van, and she noticed that it was really, really nice. And so I told her it was almost a $600 mattress.
I have no idea for a kid. Is that a lot to spend or a little to spend?
You know, I didn't know either. I just knew that I wanted to make sure that he slept on a really good
mattress. It's going to last 10 years.
Yeah,
it is.
He can take that mattress to college with him, probably. Or, well, that'll be about the time he's due for a new one.
Actually, have Brian Callen help you pick out a mattress for his college.
but he's going to spend a third of his life there. So I think it's pretty important to be comfortable.
That's what I was thinking.
All right. 8:48. The 10 most relaxing sounds in the world. Remember I told you Downtown Joe was going to make millions, Alice? He was going to make... This is a great idea. Did you peek? Do you know what I'm going to tell you?
Well, I know a little bit. I know these sounds are... And these are the truly relaxing sounds. This isn't your waves crashing on the beach business. Mm. This is the stuff that when a little thing triggers something in your mind that makes you go, oh, yeah.
I swear to God, Joe can become the king of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I will help. The number one, I'm just skipping right to number one, even though you're not eating it right now, the number one most relaxing sound scientifically tested in the world, and again, you should be falling asleep to this, you should be waking up to it, bacon.
Bacon is a food that really...
Bacon is a food?
That really hits every sense. I mean, it's like the perfect sensory food. Who hasn't, been in a dead sleep on a wonderful mattress and all of a sudden, I smell that. And then you get up and then you hear that. And that's, that was the Saturday morning of my youth. Right before I turned on the cartoons, I smelled that bacon. I heard that bacon. It's one of the most instantly relaxing sounds known to man.
All right. Now, on Joe's CD, you get bacon. But you also get wine slogging into a glass.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
That'll work. Jody's a yeah.
Something there's for everybody.
Get your own CD.
Wine. Wow. What do they call it? Slogging into a glass?
Yeah, that's the pour. The
wine
gurgle, the pour. Yeah,
pouring
yeah,
into yeah. a glass again, please. Yeah. That's a beautiful one. What other foods do you have, Joe? Are there any other foods, Pedro?
Or is you got the barbecue.
All right, here's the barbecue. I don't know. I think the bacon and the barbecue are more like an alarm clock.
Yeah.
For Joe.
I'm sorry. I don't know what scientist got this done, but
here's one that
stimulate.
Might work for Jody, but it's also an alarm clock. Champagne cork.
Yes.
And
can I borrow your CD of delicious sounds? No, you may not, my brother. Get your own.
Here's another one. Bread popping out of the toaster. Mm. They're not great recordings, by the way. You and I can do much
better.
Oh,
yeah. We get some digital stuff going.
These are things, though, that people, like, they make people feel good. I don't know if it's all to put you to sleep. Yeah. Here's another feel-good sound. The sound of a beer can. Oh, I could go to sleep to that.
That was instant relief back in the day.
Mm. Very nice. Jennifer in Kent, hello, you're on the Bob River Show.
Hello. Bob, well, now that you're going to be having some free time in the next few weeks, you need to make sure and keep those bees going so that they can help pollinate the flowers that are out there.
Good point, lady.
All right. Way to use it in a sentence. A very good sentence. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Here's your prize from Eric Corman.
Jennifer, you have a pair of tickets to see Zoo Tunes featured concert, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue Galactic on Sunday, August 17th at 6 p.m.
Nice. Thank you.
Enjoy. Thank you very much for listening, Jennifer.
All right. Hey, well, I'm going to miss you.
All right. I'm going to miss you, too. Even though we just talked for 18 seconds.
You just hung up on her. You're already over it, huh?
I put her on hold so he could give her prize. Okay. Here's a weird one. Ray Rice. He said he did. He's calling it a huge mistake.
Rice came out and spoke for 17 minutes yesterday,
pretty much uninterrupted,
because everybody said, you know, how could this guy possibly, you know, what's he going to say? Right. He's going to have to face the press, and he did.
The Baltimore Ravens running back was suspended 2 games for domestic violence. I don't know how violent it was, but
he punched her in the face and knocked her out, and then dragged her limp corpse from a.
I don't think 2 games is enough.
Nobody thinks 2 games is enough,
unless Whoopi says it's enough because she's got. What do you say?
Well, no, I don't think 2 games was enough. And Chad Johnson has a great point, too. You know, he's a great football player who headbutted his brand new fiance, and then he got cut from his team and lost his career. But
then again, I haven't heard his apology yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a sincerity tester, a sincerometer. We're about to play the clip of him apologizing. Let's see how many game suspensions you'd give him. But let's first listen and give him the courtesy of a nice soundtrack of him apologizing for knocking his wife out.
I don't care.
Seemed pretty genuine to me.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Right, now, here we go.
I know that's not who I am as a man. You know, that's not who I am as a man. That's not who my mom raised me to be. If anybody knows me and knows me, that they know I was raised by a single parent, and that was my mother. You know, I let her down. I let my wife down. You know, I let my daughter down. You know, I let my wife's parents down. I let the whole Baltimore community down. And I got my teammates here supporting me. I let my teammates down. You know, I let so many people down because of 30 seconds of my life that, you know, I know I can't take back.
You know, I know this sounds ridiculous, but what he did in the elevator, they got into a fight. They got into an argument. Apparently, she took a couple hits at him, and then he punched her a couple times, knocking her out cold like spikes, right. And then dragged her body from the elevator into the lobby and just sort of like left it there. And for some reason, the dragging the body part bothers me. You're a big, strong guy. You pick up the woman that you're supposed to be in love with And you get her some help.
Right.
Immediately.
You carry that,
yeah.
You carry that unconscious
you
bride.
Now, is this right?
It comes back to Whoopi Goldberg again, because the question here is, she hit him first, right? Is that and the question was whether that mitigates this at all.
Right, because the guy from ESPN said, you know, in domestic violence situations, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, don't provoke a man because you're going to get hit. And
well,
so,
because it may be an animal response, and it does not excuse the response in any way, shape, or form. But it would it be, you know, look, men shouldn't give this advice to women. Other women should give the advice to women, which is why Whoopi Goldberg sort of got away with it. But I don't know. Look, all we can comment on now is two games to let down the fans. You know, why should everybody have to keep paying if the team does the team really need him, Spike?
Oh, God, yeah. Hmm.
He's their Marshawn. I mean, they're their feature running back. He's one of the top five guys in the league.
Wow.
The point being, and you made it to start this whole thing, was two games is ridiculously
easy.
Insufficient.
He should have lots of other community service. He should be doing some stuff.
John Stewart last night, he nailed it. Okay. John Stewart did a huge segment. I don't know if Pedro's looking for it right now.
Okay.
John Stewart nailed it last night.
Ray Rice got his fiance.
Ray Rice is charged with assault after an argument with his fiance in Atlantic City.
The All-Pro Super Bowl winning running back hovering over and then dragging his then-girlfriend, now wife, unconscious out of an elevator after he punched her in the face.
I still find it so strange in that video, Rice seems to be gesturing like, hey, anybody help me? This woman seems to have collapsed. You can imagine the NFL was none too happy, as was expressed on the NFL's own network.
He is about to deal with the iron fist of the NFL.
Really couldn't think of a non-fist metaphor for this case? You really had to go with iron fist? Unless Rice is going to be punished by Cletus the robot? You might want to rephrase it. But let's get to the punishment. Is he expelled for eternity or longer?
The NFL has officially handed down its judgment on Rice's offseason domestic violence incident. The Baltimore Ravens star was suspended two games by Commissioner Roger Goodell.
They're not ooing because they think that's a lot. Two games? Well, unless one of the games is professional football, what kind of message do you think this is sending?
I think it is absolutely clear to all involved that the NFL does not condone domestic violence in any way and will not tolerate it in our league.
Absolutely clear to who? The league suspends you for four games if you get caught smoking pot, which is actually legal in one of the cities the NFL operates in.
Two of them.
To be clear, the NFL suspends you for twice as long if what you hit is this.
It's a bomb.
ESPN suspended this guy for a week just for talking about it wrong. And then there's this.
One rookie got a five-game suspension for taking freebies in college.
Five games for taking freebies. Unless freebie is another word for cold cocking your fiance, the NFL penal code might need some tweaking. In fact, let's be honest, NFL. This case probably wouldn't even be getting the attention it has if it wasn't caught on camera. The only reason the NFL even flagged it is because we had instant replay in this case. Mm. I just hope Ray Rice understands the severity of what he's done, even if the NFL doesn't.
I apologize to my fans, to the kids, to everyone who was affected, you know, by this situation that me and my wife were in. I won't call myself a failure. Failure is not getting knocked down. It's not getting up.
What is with the violent metaphors?
Wow. Yeah, I wasn't sold at all. 8:59 coming up. If you go to the zoo, don't pet the lion. Does that need to be said?
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, definitely dealing with an improving drive. Got some crowding northbound 405 through the S-curves up towards the Kennedale Hill and I-5 northbound at the Michigan curve. Heads up for drivers, 520 Floating Bridge closing at 10 o'clock to cars, opening up for some boat traffic for about half an hour. And at 12:15, I-90 closing in both directions for Blue Angels practice. That closure goes until 2:40.
Get the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through, no rotating categories, and no expiration on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Earlier this hour, we had comedian Brian Callen on, and he was pretty blown away by how Spike and I look, because a few months ago he was here and we were a lot bigger. Brian is one of those guys who really is into healthy eating, and one of his mantras was, don't eat stuff that's going to be sugar or turn into sugar. Well, that's one of the things 3010 Weight Loss for Life teaches you as well, the right things to eat. They also help you with some food of their own, some protein supplements. I have a great oatmeal almost every morning from them. They even have some pancakes that I make over the weekend that are really tasty and also really healthy. I've changed my eating, but mostly I've also changed my way of thinking. I go in there once a week, I listen to a tape, and I don't crave the food like I used to. Food is not as big a part of my life, but the food I eat is really good, and I really enjoy it. And yes, I'm almost under 200 pounds. I'm about 210 right now. 3010 Weight Loss for Life has four locations. Find one near you by calling 855-843-3010 or go to 3010weightlossforlife.com.
A bit more cloud cover this morning across western Washington with a chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures will top out in the low to mid 80s. Morning clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies through Seafair weekend with highs remaining in the 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Snoqualmie Casino is Seattle's closest casino, just off I-90 at exit 27. Join the Crescent Club at Snoqualmie Casino today and jet away on a once-in-a-lifetime trip anywhere in the world. For more details, go to snowcasino.com.
We are delighted to be bringing professional women's sports back to
Seattle. Storm Select, Sue Bird.
Seattle, you have a champion once again!
Lauren Jackson, MVP of the WNBA Finals.
Celebrate Tanisha Wright's 10th season in Storm Out Loud Sunday, August 3rd at Key Arena as your Seattle Storm takes on the San Antonio Stars at 6 o'clock. Buy three tickets and get one free. Purchase your tickets today at stormbasketball.com.
In the course of a single year, a bank can do a lot of good. It's 12 months of helping families save for the future, 52 weeks of helping people buy a home, 365 days of helping local businesses grow. So if a bank can do this much in 1 year, imagine what could be done in 150 years. We like to think someone was imagining just that when Union Bank first opened its doors in 1864. Back then, banks believed that the key to long-lasting relationships was to simply do what's right for people. Union Bank never stopped believing that, which just might be why, 150 years later, Union Bank was rated the nation's most reputable bank by customers in the 2013 American Banker Reputation Survey. To learn more, visit unionbank.com/150.
Bank Reputation Survey conducted by American Banker Magazine and Reputation Institute, July 2013. MUFG Union Bank N.A. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Doing right. It's just good business. Union Bank.
What places inspire you to do something great?
The garage, where my son and I are restoring the car he'll drive to prom.
And my study, where I'm working on my novel after the kids finally fall asleep.
People get inspiration in all sorts of different places. At American Family Insurance, we provide the protection to help you pursue your dreams. Take the first step, become inspired, and then visit amfam.com/dreams and join the community of dreamers.
The record store, where I find the new vinyls to inspire my band.
Dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio, Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
This is a special notice to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service may now be accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes. This may result in back taxes being reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by the Tax Relief Helpline for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number now. 800-745-5904. That's 800-745-5904. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, which may result in tax debts being reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Tax Relief Helpline at 800-745-5904. That's 800-745-5904. 800-745-5904.
Ow!
And while that's one way to kill yellow jackets, we prefer 25 years of experience. Let AAA Pest Control get rid of them safely and effectively. If it bugs you, it bugs us. Visit their mobile site right now at aaapest.com.
Do you know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look the way you want to be seen, or do they give you an ugly black eye? Negative online content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce and bankruptcy rulings, newspaper articles, bad business reviews, blogs, and other sources can have a serious impact on your life and your business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800-827-5948. That's 1-800-827-5948. When you call, you'll get an expert reputation assessment free. Using patented technology, we'll make the truth about you more visible than negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results damage your good name. Call 1-800-827-5948. That's 1-800-827-5948. Don't delay. Call 1-800-827-5948 today.
Thank you to Ted Brown Music, official music store of the Carter Subaru Live Theater at 95.7 KJR FM.
This report is brought to you by Sound Transit.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, definitely dealing with an improving drive. Got some crowding northbound 405 through the S-curve, up towards the Kennedale Hill and I-5 northbound at the Michigan Curve. Heads up for drivers, 520 Floating Bridge closing at 10 o'clock to cars, opening up for some boat traffic for about half an hour. And at 12:15, I-90 closing in both directions for Blue Angels practice. That closure goes until 2:40.
Sound Transit and your voice of reason think you need to take a deep breath and consider detaching yourself from your car. Sound Transit is waiting. Visit soundtransit.org for details.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, 10 a.m. August 8th, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
Well, 25 years of radio, and amazing appearances by super artistic musicians who were incredible live. But one of the best is going to be on the phone with us in just a little while. He's Willie Nelson's son, rapidly making a name for himself with his band, Promise of the Real. This is a live broadcast from last year. We're going to have Lucas Nelson on the phone with us in a second. To promote his upcoming gig at the Tractor Tavern August 21st. Put it on your calendar now, because I won't be here to remind you on August 19th and 20th. Lucas Nelson at the Tractor Tavern August 21st. And here's Lucas, recorded live in our studio.
Been 2 years and she already hates my dog. She's been up and down the street like she don't understand the law. And I'm pining for some time where I ain't looking at her face. And every time she talks to me, I'm staring into space. And I get antsy. Commitment seems absurd. Out here in the country, forever is a four-letter word. We got married in a hurry. It was such a lovely day. I said, do you? And she said, I do. And now she's here to stay. And my independence calls me from a payphone far away. He said, listen, man, I'm worried. You ain't never been this way. And I get antsy.
commitment seems absurd. Well, out here in the country, forever is a four-letter word.
In the 25 years of doing this show, one of the most amazing moments was when that gentleman, Lucas Nelson, at Promise of the Real, first came into our studio. Lucas had his guitar and his band, and we didn't know what to expect. And Willie Nelson's kid, you know, that's all we knew.
Well, he had a wife and a new baby sleeping outside in the bus outside of the station. I mean, he's a complete package. And that, what a phrase. What a way to turn a phrase. That song's amazing. Mm-hmm.
His live performance 5 years ago was the first time that Lucas ever played one of his songs live on the radio. Since that time, we are devoted disciples of Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real. He's gone on to play much bigger shows, including The Tonight Show, David Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel. Currently, the band is putting its finishing touches on a new record and getting out on the road this summer on a tour that lands at the Tractor Tavern on August 21st. I won't be there to remind you the week before, so please put it on your calendar right now to see Lucas Nelson. Lucas, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Wait, what was this about a wife and a
kid?
Yeah,
I was wondering about that, too.
I think you're thinking of someone else.
I think you're thinking about Shooter Jennings.
Well, oh, you know what? You might be right.
Jennings had someone in the trailer.
Bad news, Lucas. They're here in the studio now. I apologize. It's the first time you're hearing about it.
You probably just gave my ex-girlfriend a heart attack.
my apologies, brother. My apologies.
So, Lucas, how are you? What's happening?
I'm I'm great, man. I'm great. I'm sad you're leaving. That sucks.
Well, I'm not I'm stepping aside and moving around, and I'm going to play. I'm going to play a little music too. And watching guys like you, I know the only way to do it right is to really work hard at it all day long. Because I know that this stuff doesn't happen by accident with you.
No. You got to work hard all day long. I play 10 hours a day, and 7 days a week.
Yeah, I talked to Lucas about this, how much he actually plays. And I've heard stories about really great people at their instruments, even like Eddie Van Halen, and how they really, in some ways, they don't have a social life. They lock themselves in a room, and they just practice and practice, and they keep coming up with new stuff. But it's not just you, Lucas. Your whole band is this incredible, it's almost like it's a organism when you guys are playing. You're all like breathing together the same fire and the same passion.
Yeah, well, that's very, very true, it's the power of music bringing people together,
Now, how are you doing? Are you touring all over the place? It was such a thrill to see you on like big shows like the Tonight Show and all that. What's your life like these days? Are you traveling all over the country? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm traveling all over the country. Just in Philadelphia last night. At the World Cafe. I'm headed to Vienna, Virginia right now. As we speak, I'm on the bus in the back and just hanging out. We're just playing all year long.
When you're driving, on your way to Virginia, you're in Philadelphia now, is it really the life we imagine from the movies? Are you sitting on the bus, noodling, working out songs, writing songs? And these days, can you record while you're traveling?
You can. I have my iPhone now, which is a perfect little personal assistant. In fact, I woke up and wrote a song this morning that doesn't have a melody to it yet, but I like the lyrics. You want to hear them?
Yeah, you have you've got the lyrics right now, and you can give us a little taste?
Yeah, I got them right on my iPhone here. I just...
Wow, this is a thrill. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so it's called Kill the Cancer.
Okay.
How do you buy your soul back once you sold it in naivete? When you were young and stupid with your drunk tattoo of Cupid still bleeding on your lower back, your beating heart still yet to crack. You're only half a human being with this attraction to the dream, your independence compromised, your codependence in disguise, and your only hope is now to kill the cancer, leave the scene, kill the cancer, leave the scene.
Oh.
There
you go.
Wow.
Lucas, going to Philly has that effect on a lot of people.
Yeah.
Sounds like you met a nice girl.
Yeah. I was driving through Philadelphia, and all these real optimistic thoughts came to me.
From the album, The Flavor of Asbestos.
By the way, those lyrics, that's powerful. You have powerful poetry in you. You heard the song we were just playing that you, what was it?
Forever is a four-letter word in the country.
That is an amazing song, and so you're waking up and you're writing these songs.
I just and it could be a song or it could be a poem, like you said. I don't really have
now what will come next with that song. Will you then sit around on the guitar and work on the music?
Yeah, or I'll bring it to the band and we'll try and write the music together.
I know you've been working on a record for a while, and I follow you on Facebook, and you said, I'm going to take a step back. There's a couple things I want to redo because you want to get it just right before you release it.
Yeah, well, the last couple records we did, in fact, every record we've done so far, whether it be the EP or the record, we've always done it really fast. Never spent much time on it. It's always been like in the middle of touring season and we just spend a week in recording the tracks and then a week mixing and then it's done. So I figure this is our third real album, and our first album really with Corey playing with us. Besides Wasted, which was Wasted was with Corey, but it was with other people too. So this is just with us, you know. This is our first band album, really.
Yeah, and I mean, and so, you know, when I saw you live, I was like, oh, yeah. Wow. When you capture that dynamic, you play with incredible dynamics live. And I thought, like, wow, at some point you're going to explode with a dynamic. I'll bet you this album, you're taking some time on it. It's going to capture that dynamic of the band, and you have it in place now. This could be the big breakout album.
Yeah, it could be, and now we've got new management with us. We're working with Red Light Management, a guy named Brad Sands, who also manages Primus, and we've got a little more direction with where we're going. We want to have a label help us release it, hopefully. So we're shopping around and you know, we're kind of wanting to do it right on all cylinders this time.
We met you. You were 21. That's like 5 years ago. I think you're 26 years old now. It's still at the beginning of your career.
Yeah, I'm 25 still. I'll be 26 Christmas Day.
And no kids and wife, just to clear the record again, make sure I didn't...
Yeah, he said ex-girlfriend, so is there any... are you married to your music, I think is the right way to ask that question.
Yeah, I'm married to my music, you know. I loved my ex very much. We were together on and off for about 7 years. She's the love of my life, and I'll always love her, but I had to make a decision to go, basically to stick with her and then go the whole family route and then to be free and play my music and make that the most important thing.
That's got
to
be tough.
Even though with her, it would be the most important thing, but I just felt like I needed to leave and be on my own and be free, because I think she was ready to have something a little more serious.
Yeah, so. And you know what? I don't think people understand. They see the being on stage and getting some glory and having an audience love you, but I don't think they actually understand what an artist sacrifices to make their work incredible.
Yeah, it's a big sacrifice just being on the road and being away from the family. We have two of our band members have a family at home. And it's hard. Every day it's hard for them to be away. It's not easy.
Yeah, those Skype visits are...
right?
Yeah.
Skype.
Yeah.
Skype is important.
Yeah, it's very important.
Know? But when something happens and there's a miscommunication, or there's, you know, self-reception, or, you know, you're in the middle of a heated debate, and then, you know, you go through a place where, you know, you're in the middle of the woods and the phone cuts out, you know, it can be very stressful.
You know, when we met you, Lucas, I said there's no question you're going to have a wonderful long career in music, and thank goodness you're going to carry on the tradition of great music for decades to come. I knew you would do that, but I never knew you'd become a fashion model. How the heck did you get the deal with the clothes company that you and your dad do?
Oh, you know, that was Dad and me and my brother. John Varvatos is now a good friend also. I like the clothes. They're elegant. They're nice.
Yeah, you look good in them.
Wait a minute. There's a Lucas Nelson brand of clothing.
The highest end stuff in town. I mean,
no
really
kidding.
Nice. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's not. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's good, simple stuff. You know.
Would it look okay on me, Lucas, or am I too old? Because I got to get some stage.
No, it would look great on you. I mean, it's kind of a universal all ages. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a lot of black. It's kind of, you know, it's just men's clothing. You know?
Anything that hides me is a good color for me.
You won't find a magazine without seeing these guys in there in these clothes, and they look wonderful.
That's Lucas. I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Is his name prominently big in the ads, or how did you know this?
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's me and Dad. If you look up or Google it or whatever, you know, you probably could right now. You just look up online or something. Willie Nelson, Lucas Nelson, Varvatos,
Well, Lucas, when I end the radio show, the 5-day-a-week radio show, I'm going to continue doing a music podcast here in Seattle with bands that are coming through. I'm trying to get it distributed through Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and various other places. You know, all the times I've come to see you after having you on the show, you've seen me say, I won't be there at the end of the show because I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. August 21st at the Tractor Tavern. Let's party till dawn. Can we party? Yeah. Can I party with you till dawn? I might have to wear a gas mask because I have to breathe.
Sounds like fun.
100% oxygen. But I would
Wait. Say that again. You're going to party with me till dawn?
I'm going to party with you till dawn.
Well, that's perfect.
Okay. Oh, God, help us all.
And by the way, I have a feeling I'll still be the first one to go to bed.
Yes,
I'll be leaving early.
Oh, maybe. I've been going to bed early lately, though.
Oh, yeah?
So you're going to have to get me up and keep me up.
All right. Sounds good. Lucas Nelson is at the Tractor Tavern August 21st. You're one of our favorites ever. The music is magical. Can't wait for the new album. We'll see you folks at the Tractor Tavern. What is August 21st? What day of the week?
Who cares?
It's a Thursday night.
I love it. It's a school night, and I won't have any school.
Doesn't matter to us.
We will see you August 21st. Lucas, all the best.
All the best to you. Thanks.
Take care.
Bob.
All right. Love that guy. 9:26 coming up. Don't pet the lion. We didn't do that last time.
You got to hear this lady.
A tease of some of the big special guests we'll have next week. Lots of prizes to give away. We have San Juan Islands Orca Whale Watching Clipper Vacation Trips. We have Foreigner and Styx. Zoo Tunes. Be listening because I got to figure out some ways to give these away. Also, Lost Twisted Tunes. There's our evergreen Twisted Tunes that we've played a bunch over the years, but there's lots of super funny Twisted Tunes that were just made for something that was in the news. Some of them haven't been heard or seen from 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years. Something else that hasn't been heard or seen from in 21 years. A very prominent intern on our show has come in to visit us backstage, and we'll say hi to him. He, back in the day, it's like Paul Revere's ride. He used to bring stuff to places for us that you can now send on the internet, and it's really funny stories. He's a guy from Snoqualmie Valley that was near and dear to the show and really an important character on the show for a while.
He was kind of a little punk-ass kid
that
we fell in love with, and now he's an honorable young man.
Listen to this. Yeah. He was 16 years old, or 17.
About that, 17, yeah.
And now he's 38.
That's older.
Although he looks the same, I'd still card him.
Exactly the same.
This is unreal.
Also, coming up in the next hour, Maura Gallucci is going to say hi. Is she coming in person?
I believe she is.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A bit more cloud cover this morning across western Washington with a chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures will top out in the low to mid 80s. Morning clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies through Seafair weekend with highs remaining in the 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Discount Tire.
Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. And right now, you can save big on the world's best brands of tires, like Michelin, Bridgestone, Goodyear, Yokohama, and more. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Eric Corman just found out why buy a mattress anywhere else. But thanks to Sleep Country USA, AJ has got himself a new bed. Emily Jo got herself a new bed a couple weeks ago. If you need a bed, this is a good time to get one because the Triple Choice sale is still going, but it will end soon. We've got three different offers for you. You can take your pick. First one, $300 off on Sealy Posturepedic Simmons Beautyrest mattress sets. Or go for the 48-month interest-free financing with no money down on the TempurChoice collection. That's on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. Or choice number three, get that Tempur-Pedic mattress and get $300 in free gifts. That's with any of the Tempur-Pedic mattresses that Sleep Country USA offers. Plus, you get the free same-day delivery, free setup of the new mattress, and, of course, the 100-day low price guarantee. No matter how much you pay, if you find it cheaper in 100 days, they'll beat that price by 5%. Sleep Country USA's Triple Choice sale is on now. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Hi, it's Beth with SeaTac or not SeaTac, the game where I ask people on the street if a restaurant, bar, or shop is at SeaTac or not at SeaTac. Answer a few questions correctly and win fabulous prizes. Tell me your name.
Cake.
Cake.
It's the best name I've ever heard. Are you ready to play SeaTac or not SeaTac?
I am ready.
Okay, you've got 40 seconds on the clock. Let's go. Wolfgang Puck.
Not at SeaTac.
Wolfgang Puck is at SeaTac. You were thrown off because I said it in German.
Wolfgang Puck, yeah.
Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah.
Seattle Tap Room. Yes, that's right. Sample a microbrew or three before you get on the plane. Quiznos.
Yes, it is.
That's right, Jason. It is at SeaTac. That is incredible. Is America the greatest country ever?
That's why I'm here.
SeaTac or not SeaTac is brought to you by the merchants of SeaTac, including InMotion Entertainment, Wendy's, and Polino Pasteria. With an incredible variety of shops, bars, and restaurants to enjoy, get to the airport early. Have a drink. Relax. Start your trip off right. Get your toes done.
This is a special notice to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now making it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. In some cases, this may even result in back taxes being reduced. An open phone line has been established by the National Tax Relief Hotline for consumers to call and see if you qualify. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number now. 800-832-9600. That's 800-832-9615. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your delinquent tax problems and in some cases save you money. For your free tax information and to see if you qualify, call the National Tax Relief Hotline at 800-832-9615. That's 800-832-9615. 800-832-9615.
Do you know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look the way you want to be seen, or do they give you an ugly black eye? Negative online content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce and bankruptcy rulings, newspaper articles, bad business reviews, blogs, and other sources can have a serious impact on your life and your business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number. 1-800-827-5948. That's 1-800-827-5948. When you call, you'll get an expert reputation assessment free. Using patented technology, we'll make the truth about you more visible than negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results damage your good name. Call 1-800-827-5948. That's 1-800-827-5948. Don't delay. Call 1-800-827-5948 today.
It's heating up. Time to install that air conditioner you've been talking about. Locally owned for over 25 years, Universal Refrigeration, Heating, and Air Conditioning are your cool-down experts. Visit their mobile website right now at northwestcool.com.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Grease. It does a man good. So get the parts and advice you need from AutoZone and get to work on your car. The greasier you get, the better. Like a hamburger or bacon or... great. Now I'm hungry.
Now at AutoZone, get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Bosch oil filter for only
$22.99.
See store for restrictions and details.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, nobody but nobody pays sales tax at McClendon Hardware. Yep, it's the McClendon's Founders Day no tax sale. You name it, whatever it is, power tools, lumber, plumbing, electrical, everything and anything. Here's the facts. Buy it at McClendon's and we pay the tax. Just our way of saying thanks for your biz here in Western Wa since 1926. See you this weekend at McClendon's Founders Day tax-free sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at all McClendon Hardwares, where people make the difference.
The Emerald Queen Casino. Welcome Saturday, August 16th. America's top stand-up comedian. There's only one Sinbad.
And back then, candy was candy. Wasn't no gum in the middle of a jawbreaker. It was a rock with some candy around.
Tickets for Sinbad now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino.
Once you have kids, they make you lose your mind.
A night of big laughs. Spend it with Sinbad. Saturday, August 16th. Exclusively at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer. Plan a movie night with help from Fred Meyer. Bring Home Noah, starring Russell Crowe and Jennifer Connelly, and you'll get Orville Redenbacher popcorn and a pack of Dasani water free. Pick it up on DVD or Blu-ray combo pack at Fred Meyer today. Fred Meyer, what's on your list?
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we've got a pretty decent drive right now. A little bit of heavy traffic northbound I-5 from the Michigan curb to I-90 and northbound 405 through the S-curves. Heads up for drivers, 520 going to be closing at 10 o'clock to let a boat through, and that'll last between 20 and 30 minutes. I-90, though, closing down from 1215 to 240. That's the floating bridge, going to be closed for the Blue Angels.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR, powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
Sprinkle my front yard, they won't leave me alone. I wanna wash my dirty car, they won't leave me alone. My next door neighbors turn me in, they won't leave me alone. They'd probably shoot me if I flushed the tank for number one.
You, wrap the hose and step slowly away from the shrubbery with your hands in the air. This is your last warning.
That's when we had water rationing in Seattle. I don't remember what year that was. Do you?
That was, I think, about 93. But I'll tell you, that would be a hit anywhere in California right now, because right now they have the biggest drought going, and they got something going called drought shaming, where they will, if people are wasting water, if they see water going on a sidewalk or something, they will take a photo and put your address on the internet and hashtag it. Drought shaming.
With you, and people will do what? They'll drive by and dump sand?
Well, then they'll know that you're a wasteful, you know, waste of a human being for wasting water. It's terrible down there right now.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Drought shaming.
I like a good shaming.
Yeah. By the way, let's say hi to Maura Gallucci, who joins us now as Spike takes off for, what is Spike doing, Seahawks?
He's going down to the VMAC. He will be broadcasting on Sports Radio 950 from 10 to noon live from Seahawks training camp. Who knows? Maybe Marshawn will say, that's the one reporter I like, that crazy looking guy with
Maybe Marshawn will talk to Spike.
Yeah, maybe he'll come down.
Is he going to call us from there? What's the deal?
He's going to be on live Sports Radio from 10 to noon.
10 to noon today.
Yeah, Sports
Spike
Radio 950.
Check him out. Hey, maybe he'll end up at Sports Radio 950.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Be a good fit.
It would. Maura Gallucci, welcome back. It's good to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you guys. How skinny that you all are.
How are you? How are the kids?
They're good. They're
How's
really
Andy?
Good. Andy's good. Busy as ever. Good. Still doing a little bit of traveling, but still doing his...
Does he work East Coast sometimes?
Yeah, occasionally. Right. Like last week he was in the Bay Area. The week before that he was in Canada.
Wow. And how old the kids now?
Number one is 9, and number two is 7, going into fourth and second grades.
Holy cow.
They're doing sports camps. They're doing doing Sounders right now as we speak. They're doing a Sounders camp.
Wow.
Loving it.
And then you are on the radio, a part-time filling
in. I'm doing some filling over at Cairo and loving it because it's just about the right amount. Mm-hmm. And those guys are, you know, family like you guys are, because that's sort of where I grew up. And
where we met you was at Cairo. You were our news from Cairo, and it worked out so well.
Yeah.
You wound up doing our news for
many
years.
Right.
Well,
that's right.
It's just great to see you. You look fantastic.
And so do you, and congratulations on everything that's going on.
Thanks for not saying retirement.
Well, I said on the air the other day when you called into the Dory Monson show, I over the years, I've seen the strategic mind at work.
you don't trust him. You think this is a maneuver, huh?
What are you talking about?
I think I might show up somewhere else. I believe you're going to, you know, enjoy your life maybe a little bit more than you have been with a little more free time. But I doubt we're not going to hear about Bob Rivers.
I swear I'm a beekeeper first now.
Wear your suit, man. Wear your suit.
But also playing music and all of that.
Yeah.
You know,
that's awesome.
It's a blast. And now, what do you care about these days that in the world? You and I used to tussle about politics and stuff.
Yeah.
And then later when I like hung out with you and had coffee, we all realized that it's kind of all a bunch of BS anyway. And
you know, it's funny because it's just not that important. Mm. Right?
In our lives, our families, our relationships are what's important.
Yeah, it's just not that important anymore. Mm. And, you know, and that lets me work, God bless him, with Dory, because he's such a wonderful person. And, you know, we're very different politically, and never comes up.
Oh, I know that.
Never comes up.
As in, I can't believe you actually get along with him.
I think he's a great guy.
I love the guy, too.
He's an awesome guy.
All right. So, Amora Gallucci in the studio. Say hi to Jody. I know that you are a fan.
He won.
You know what I'm tempted to say because I heard you earlier?
You bitch. It would be his dream. And actually, I'm a bad person. I'm a bad team member because what I should do for him right now is just like lunge at you.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. It's adorable.
We need Casey. Let's just get Casey.
Three of you.
She's such a bitch.
I hate Casey. Yeah. I can't stand her.
Hater.
Pedro's swimming pool filled with Jell-O.
I'll take them both.
No, and by the way, this is the thing about all three of you is that I've been blessed three times. Most people who, a lot of guys who do a morning show hosting, you know, have a trouble with the female role because it's often a very macho position, and it's difficult to be both respectful but at the same time play fight and have fun. And I hit the jackpot three times in a row. I can't believe it.
Well, there's a learning curve there, wouldn't you say, Joe?
Well, it didn't. that's you bastard. Let's do that. Yes, because it's a learning curve with each person, actually.
Yeah.
And you know, Maura and I clashed a bunch, and then we worked it out. And Casey and I also clashed because I think that we're, you know, she's not here to defend herself.
No.
But like she didn't want me to, what's the word? Parent her.
She didn't need another dad. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know me, I sometimes come off like I'm trying to tell you what to do for your own good, which I believe is what parents do.
Oh boy, I would love it if you tried to do that with me.
No. Yeah,
that's what I love. When Jody came on the show, I remember listening. Oh, finally,
someone stands
he's
up
got
to that
somebody.
Guy. That bastard.
She doesn't give a.
Well, and that, and by the way, what a learning experience for me, because Jody is a whole unique character. When Lisa first met Jody, I tell this story a lot, when Lisa and I go out to dinner, and you know, Lisa's very, she's very quiet, but she's extremely judgmental.
She's watching.
Which, by the way, you are very judgmental. Everybody is, but people have different ways of dealing with it, you know, polite or not. And when we went and met Jody, and her husband, David, she came out and went, that's a real person right there. She's a genuine article. And because Lisa respected her right off the bat, I was like, okay. So Jody, and I knew she was going to be strong, opinionated. And that's me. And I wondered, are we going to clash?
And we don't.
We actually don't. Why?
No. Why? I don't know. I don't know. You don't.
I kind of don't
know.
Me and
I don't pick fights with you. And
well, it's because you guys don't take it personally.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I learned from you.
Yes.
Not to take it personally.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you used to take stuff personally?
And I used to take stuff personally.
We both used to, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
That must have been awkward.
Well, we were thinking about who's right and who's wrong. Hopefully this is an interesting conversation for the audience, because I feel like we all grew up as a family and learned life's lessons.
You were one of the biggest teachers, not only professionally, but personally. And that is no BS in my life. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know how to take a compliment.
I know.
Just let her go.
It's the honest to God truth, Bob. And for that reason, I will forever be grateful. And I'll tell you what, I go back to work now at Cairo or wherever else I might end up, and I'm better for it.
You know, I have to say this too. The mechanics of the old offices where you worked, I think, may have put a hand in separating you.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because
there's
a physical tableau there. Yeah. Being in that other room, I remember when I filled in for you, I was like 6 months pregnant and I hadn't been waking up
and
at 4 in the morning for a long
room.
Time, you know?
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know who turned the air conditioning up in that room. That room for the room that the women was in was always at like 16 degrees.
It was so odd to be sequestered in a separate room and you felt like you were part of the conversation, but I had done radio now in 5 different studios at that point and I had never been in a separate room and it felt very odd
what
to me.
What was funny about that, but this is really amazing you should bring that up, because we would have talks about that and Maura would come in the room and then after a few days she'd go, no, I'm going back in the other room.
Because, like it in that room.
Well, it would mess up with the flow of her preparing the news.
Yeah.
And it was, there was no good solution to that.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you're right. It was if we had started in the same room,
you guys
room,
would have gotten along better in the same room.
Well, you know, we were in different buildings when we first started
you
working.
You were coming from Cairo.
Oh, yeah. The initial deal was they were actually eliminating the budget for a separate employee to do news. It's all, you know, radio. Yeah. Everybody has cuts from time to time. But and so Joe, I believe, was listening to her on the radio and said, this woman has a sexy voice. She's a voice of an angel. She's so fun to listen to. Well, I mean, he really did.
And smart. There's no question.
He did mention smart, but he was really turned on by you, too. And
drink.
And she and
yeah,
he
what
said,
are you drinking, by the
there's
way?
An, and some, he said, by the
coffee.
Way, before
oh,
you start dancing around and being polite, and he said, her laugh just makes you feel wonderful.
Very genuine, very genuine person. And Maura is. I'd say of Jody, Maura, and Casey, all three people, very genuine people and incredible talent. I'm so thankful to have been working with Maura when we worked with her, because we were working with Maura when the world changed. September 11, 2001. And the years we spent with Maura were...
That was tough years to be in the media, period.
We worked in some amazing times.
Yeah,
that's
and
for sure.
To have a journalist of her caliber on our staff when
thank goodness nothing that big has happened while you're here.
Thank goodness.
When shock and awe happened, I still remember sitting there when we bombed Iraq the first time, and we're sitting there watching this. And Maura is in the other newsroom, and she's gathering information, you know, like, as good as anybody in the world can gather it. And I felt like we weren't going to miss
a
beat.
I had you snowed.
Well, you did a great job. And it's it was intense times. Very
it was a tough time, I think, for everybody, even to just be alive. And it was extra tough to have to carry that information to people and then to have to comment on it.
And you and I and Spike and Joe and Eric and everybody, we were sort of, I think, a microcosm of the larger culture of the world, because we had such diverse opinions about what was going on.
We were like the village people.
And, you know, they were like, you know, it was like having a brother who you know, it was like Hatfield and McCoys in a sense, you know, because you loved them, but you just like, what the are you talking about?
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Good times. Fun times.
Yeah.
Good time.
Well, it was
learning to not take stuff too seriously. To let go is actually a part of that. And okay, well, I'm so glad you're here. I wish you just absolute success and gratitude. You taught me a lot too, and it's been a super honor. And I have another week to fill, so I can't be too mushy.
No. You gotta save some mush. Next week I'll be drinking actual booze.
Shoot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
she
be
will.
Gone.
It's a shame.
I'll be listening for a while.
It's gonna be a mess.
9:48. Before we go, we have a couple of business things to do. But the stuff we teased that we're just not going
to
get
to. Well, we want
to
say hi, too, while we're saying hi to old
hold
friends.
Hold on. But I promised I would tell you why not to pet the lion.
Oh, you got to hear this lady. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Listen to this report.
I was totally in shock. I really didn't believe that was my finger, part of my finger, laying there on the ground.
So, my gosh, you know, what is happening? It was in super slow motion.
Renee Ferguson and her daughter Tina talking about what they say was a lion attack. It allegedly happened here at the Sunrise Side Nature Trail and Exotic Park near East Tawas. They were visiting the zoo last Saturday when they claim a worker let them into the lion's cage.
I put my hand down there to pet it, and it bit my finger.
It was very jagged. There was a lot of bones sticking out.
Here you see the results. Ferguson had part of her right middle finger bitten clean off. But instead of coming to their aid, they alleged the owner of the business wanted to keep everything quiet.
They just told me not to tell. They told me to lie.
So we came here to the zoo seeking comment, wanting to get their side of the story. But no one was here, and our phone calls were not returned.
I would like to see more precautions taken that protect the people as well as protecting the animals.
They need to be at a safer distance. They shouldn't have let me.
Don't stick your head in there.
Ferguson tells us she hopes the zoo stays in business, and she says she's learned a lesson, regretting the attempt to pet the large animal, but feeling fortunate to have only lost a finger. She's fearful something worse might happen to someone else next time.
They are beautiful, but don't do it.
Reporting in Iowa.
Perfect.
Wait, I'm writing this down. Right.
Don't pet the lions.
Pet. Yeah. Is lion spelled with a Y?
Now, I always like to take the opposing viewpoint. Shame on that zoo.
You should keep the lions
out
of
arm's reach.
The
lions shouldn't be within petting range.
No, they shouldn't.
Oh, Christ. He let me in, and I put my hand down to pet the beautiful creature, and he just bit my middle finger off. Oh,
well,
Christ.
She's got the reverse bird.
Right. Mm. Now, I can't tell anyone F you, and I want to say F you to people, like guys who let me in to pet the lion and say it's okay. Oh, Christ.
That's very nice. By the way, to anyone in their job who has ever gotten the memo that says, don't talk to the media. This zoo, right? Everybody at this zoo got a memo, and it was like, this dumb lady stuck her hand in, and she got bit off by a lion. Choppers are going to be overhead. TMZ.
He was trying to make out with me, I think, so he let me into a lion's cage, and oh, Christ, I tried to pet it, and oh, Christ, he bit my fingers off.
Where is this again?
That was in, is that?
Not around here anywhere, I don't think.
Yeah, it's a place where people talk.
No.
Like, it's almost Fargo.
Well, I want to say Wisconsin. Is it Michigan? Yeah, upstate Michigan.
Okay.
We're from Michigan.
No.
Oh, no. I'm going to pet the lion.
All right.
I'm so stupid.
Big Dave is sitting in our intern chair. Big Dave was an intern on this show prior to Maura, I believe.
Oh, yeah, early 90s.
Early on when Jim Campman was our news director, Campy, who we'll meet next week again. Dave at the time was about 17 years old. How old are you now, Dave?
I'm 38 now.
So you could have a kid taking his first drink. Then it's been 22 years since you were last seen by us.
I visited you at... Am I allowed to say station names?
Sure.
Oh, no. No.
No? Okay.
No, there's no...
No, but you could come over here and touch the lion if you want. He's over here and he likes
the
smell of human flesh.
You visited us... Did you visit us at one of the stations, KZOK or something?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, KZOK.
I don't remember that. But boy, I got to say, you don't look a day older than 17 still.
Yeah.
You still get carded?
I don't really buy him any booze, but...
Oh, good for you.
You still sound the same, too.
Yeah,
Are you still the living embodiment of Beavis and Butthead?
I've moved on from
Okay, because Dave used to do with the Beavis and Butthead back when it was hot. He could do all the voices.
You can't do that anymore, can you?
Man, I haven't really tried.
No, that's what we were...
Were you Beavis or Butthead? I could probably help out.
I did both.
He can do both.
Really?
I mean, well...
Well, then who needs me?
Spitting image. I mean, nationally syndicated.
I want to hear you.
No, I need Spike for that.
Okay. Yeah. So Dave also used to do things prior to the internet. We would work on Twisted Tunes, and I would have to get a song to Canada because Ben was working on mixing. And Dave, didn't you drive up to Canada with tapes and then drive back? Because
with reel-to-reel tapes.
Didn't you get arrested at the border?
No, because Bob was like, don't mention anything about tapes
or work
anything. Just say you're up there visiting Vancouver. And,
yeah, I love Vancouver. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you think about that, like we used to have to fax. When the fax came out, it's like we could send a piece of paper through the mail. That's how long we've been doing this. Well, what do you do today, Big Dave?
As of March, I'm a youth and missions pastor at a church.
We've had so many interns go on to do things, radio and all kinds of stuff, but I'm really proud of Dave. He is a minister.
I apologize for taking the Lord's name in vain 20 times then. Thanks for telling me, jerks.
I think you're the only intern we ever had that went to be in the ministry. That's really cool.
All right, thank you, Dave. And then we have another backstage guest, a friend of ours from Boeing. Come say hi on the microphone. This is Roy, right? Oh, don't use that microphone. That one.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing?
I'm great.
What are you up to?
And I'm one of those that I can't, I'm not supposed to talk to the media, so we can't say that.
Oh, you don't work for a giant airplane company.
That's right. I don't work for that giant airplane company.
You're from Cessna.
That's all right. And I have done that. Yeah, I did bring, I am bearing gifts.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I do appreciate the opportunity to be in the backstage here and with Spike and the Impalers. That was awesome.
It's totally our pleasure. He invited us up at Tulalip for, he had a suite up there. Yeah. Dancing girls, a tiger. I know his company doesn't want to know.
Oh, could
that.
I pet the tiger?
Yes, you can pet the tiger.
I want to nuzzle him with my face.
But thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of you. In the next week, we're going to be setting up the last show with a big party in the Carter Subaru Live Theater. Also, on the show next week, I had a tease sheet here somewhere. It's going to be a veritable who's who of 25 years. And also, we'll be doing Lost Twisted Tune requests. We'll be digging out all of the best Bob's Garage performances and all of the big local music and national that we've had on the show live in studio. So there'll be a retrospective of all that. Dory will drop by. I love Dory. Campy, our old news guy, will drop by.
Cool.
We're going to talk to BJ Shea, a very good friend. Cisco Morris. The last time, I have a big gardening problem, and it's like my last wish before I go home to my garden is to help have Cisco help me solve some gardening issues. And he'll be on with Elaine Anderson, the WSU Extension Master Gardener Program Coordinator. And it's not just for me, of course. Every time I get something cool, it's to show you how to get it, too.
Uh-huh.
They will help you with any gardening issues. That's on Thursday. And then Friday, it just says big party. And Friday at 10, the future of 95.7 KJR takes off. Thank you, Maura. That's going to do it for us today. Jody has the last word of the day.
And I'm going to be generous, and I'm going to let Maura do it. Maura, any word that you can think of right now.
Hold on a second. I never used to let Maura have the last word.
I'm going
to
never, never
get used to it, Bob. I don't know if you know this. I'm passing
these around. I'm going home. Lisa's going to always have the last word.
Any word that you want, and I have to use it in a sentence on Monday, and just slide it in, so make it a good one. Like, don't make it the, you know?
Flummoxed.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A bit more cloud cover this morning across western Washington with a chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures will top out in the low to mid 80s. Morning clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies through Seafair weekend with highs remaining in the 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Get the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through, no rotating categories, and no expiration on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
IHOP is bringing a world of flavor to scrambled eggs. Introducing World Scrambles.
I can't wait to dig in.
You'll love our Tuscan Scramble with roasted red peppers and shaved Parmesan.
These are not your everyday eggs.
The Californian Scramble with fresh avocado.
I love the avocado.
And the All-American Bacon with white cheddar and crispy hickory smoked bacon.
I'm all about the bacon. I love bacon.
New World Scrambles made fresh to order. Only at IHOP. Scramble in. They won't be here long. IHOP. Everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Hey, yo, Mike, we got ants.
And while some may prefer the irony of a carpenter stepping on a carpenter ant with an overdramatic squish, AAA Pest Control prefers using 25-plus years of experience. If it bugs you, it bugs us. Visit their mobile site right now at aaapest.com.
Dad, if I miss this party because you ran out of gas, I will literally die of embarrassment.
It's okay, honey. Stand back. For I can summon a superhero.
And the embarrassment continues.
A fearless titan of roadside rescue.
OMG.
Prepare to be saved by...
The AAA guy? He looks more like our mailman than Superman.
Hi, folks. Need a little gas? I'll have you on your way in a minute.
Okay, now that is pretty super. Let's go, Dad.
Hey, is it true you can lift a car with your bare hands?
No.
Dad, party, remember?
Triple A guy, I owe you one.
Thanks, I hear that a lot.
Having AAA can feel downright super. To enjoy the benefits of membership, including up to 200 miles of towing, call 800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com. Right now, save $10 off a new membership. AAA, there's only one.
Do you know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look the way you want to be seen, or do they give you an ugly black eye? Negative online content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce and bankruptcy rulings, newspaper articles, bad business reviews, blogs, and other sources can have a serious impact on your life and your business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800- 1-800-827-5948. That's 1-800-827-5948. When you call, you'll get an expert reputation assessment free. Using patented technology, we'll make the truth about you more visible than negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results damage your good name. Call 1-800-827-5948. That's 1-800-827-5948. Don't delay. Call 1-800-827-5948 today.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're a wandering wife.
Really, Jim? What could possibly be taking so long? You went into the store for eggs. Just eggs. I bet those eggs have hatched, grown up to become young adult chickens, and literally laid eggs of their own. The eggs have laid eggs, Jim.
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer this summer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free pre-trip safety checks to free brake checks, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Machines and bingo. Machingo, the perfect winning pair for you. Muckleshoot Bingo has over 400 Vegas-style gaming machines and 3 daily live bingo sessions for everyone 18 and older. Machingo offers you more chances to win.
Muckleshoot Bingo just added 130 more machines in an entirely new 21 and over upstairs gaming area. It's called The Loft, and it's giving you more chances to win 24/7. The Loft at Muckleshoot Bingo, the destination for Machingo.
All across America.
It's Toyota's number one summer sales event. Toyota is number one in what matters most to everyone, value. And we're making you number one with the summer's best deals. Now through August 4th, get 0% APR financing on 12 different new Toyotas, including RAV4 and Venza. Or choose 0% APR financing plus $500 bonus cash on any new 2014.5 Camry or any new 2014 Prius liftback, Avalon, or Sienna minivan. Limited term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. And all new Toyotas come with ToyotaCare 2-year no-cost maintenance included. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. For more details, visit buyatoyota.com. See one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers now. Toyota's number one summer sales event ends Monday, August 4th. Toyota. Let's go places.
Attention, men in Seattle, Bellevue, and Everett. If you have low energy, lack intimacy in your relationship, or just feel old, this may be a treatable medical condition. We can help.
Hi, I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki of Universal Men's Clinic. Our staff of doctors are highly trained to treat erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Utilizing modern technology and modern medicine, we've been able to achieve over a 90% success rate. Recently, we have taken over the care of the patients from Seattle Male Medical. If you have been to this clinic or another men's clinic and were disappointed or you felt pressured, we'd like to help. Our doctors will find a proper medical solution to meet your needs, and our electronic record keeping allows our professional staff to keep you educated and informed throughout your care. We will earn your trust.
Call Universal Men's Clinic for an appointment at 206-529-1111. That's 206-529-1111. 206-529-1111. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
This report is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we've got a little bit of crowding northbound I-5 from about the Michigan Curve, off and on towards 520. You're going to see some patches of congestion there. Northbound 405 through the S-Curve is up into the Kennedale Hill, so as well. A reminder for drivers, the 520 floating bridge going to be closing to cars, opening for boat traffic at 10 o'clock. That'll last between 20 and 30 minutes.
Just minutes from Seattle is a place that will surprise and captivate you, where the air seems to change, and with it, so do the possibilities. Snoqualmie Casino is Seattle's closest casino, just off I-90 at exit 27. See Deep Purple Sunday, August 10th. For tickets and information, go to snowcasino.com.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, 10 a.m. August 8th, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.